I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The second week of the fall Illinois veto session is scheduled to take place in Springfield next week, and among the proposals drawing attention are measures advancing elements of a broader tax and spend agenda. This includes a transit bill to address a projected funding shortfall for systems like the CTA, Metra, and PACE, which could lead to drastic service cuts. House Minority Deputy Leader Noreen Hammond said one proposal is a $1.50 delivery tax on non-medical and grocery deliveries to help fund Chicago's public transit system.
These tax hikes would further damage our economy and drive up the tax burden and the cost of living for Illinois families. Last year, I suggested that perhaps we needed a line item in the budget for services for the Democratic majority to deal with their compulsion for excessive spending. Maybe it's time we look at that again.
Illinois lawmakers return to Springfield for the final 3 days of the veto session, October 28th through 30th. And it was an emotional day in court yesterday in the murder trial of former Downstate Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson. He's charged with killing Springfield area resident Sonia Massey in her home last year. Mama Iqbal has more.
Grayson shot the unarmed black woman after telling her to remove a pot of boiling water from her stovetop. Prosecutors played a harrowing police video of that night in the Peoria courtroom. Several jurors recoiled as body camera footage showed Grayson firing at Massey. A few of them cried, and one juror, the only black member, lowered his head and didn't watch the rest of the video. Donna and Sante Massey, Sonia's mother and cousin, left the courtroom in tears as footage of Massey bleeding out on her kitchen floor played on the screen. Meanwhile, Grayson fidgeted in his seat, his head bowed. His attorneys argue it was self-defense. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Officials at Giant City State Park say they want to address reports of misinformation spreading regarding closures at the park. They say the park is open. The federal government shutdown is not affecting the state park's visitor center hours, lodge, stables, or trails. They go on to say it's a beautiful time of year to hike, ride, and grab a bite to eat. Any future temporary or seasonal closures will be posted on the Giant City State Park Facebook page and on signs around the park. This is WSIU.